Fellowship's Let's Talk Ministry. The last couple of weeks, we've talked about walking as a servant. So what's our next step? Who do we serve? Let's pray and ask God to give us guidance for that. Father, as we pause today to ask your help, we ask you to guide us as to where and to whom you want us to serve. We ask you to speak to us through your word today, and we ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's take a look at John 12:26. It says, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." So who should we serve? This scripture tells us we should serve Jesus. Well, that's a no-brainer. If we are followers of Jesus, we know that. But we have to be reminded of it over and over, because so many times, like the disciples we're going to talk about in a little bit, we put ourselves before other people, and we expect to be served instead of serving. So who should we serve? In this scripture, it says Jesus. In these verses, what are some principles that are brought to our attention to serve Jesus? Well, the first one, it says we are to follow Jesus. If we're not a follower of Jesus, we cannot truly serve him. He is with us wherever we go and whomever we serve. He's always with us. And God will honor our service. So those are things we need to keep in mind. Galatians 5:13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." This verse tells us that we are to serve one another. The principles here about serving is that we are called to serve others through love. Look forward a little bit in Galatians to chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." These verses tell us we are to serve everyone. That means everyone, not just our good friends, not just the people that we like and like to hang around with, not just our family, but everyone, especially those that are of the household of faith. So there's an especially there. We're to serve those people that are fellow followers of Jesus. But that's a lot of people. But God's word also says, do not grow weary. If we don't give up, in time we will reap what we sow. So we have to be steadfast. We have to persevere. We have to work through this and not give up. During the Last Supper with Jesus and his disciples, he demonstrated several things about a serving attitude. So let's read Luke 22:24-27 together. "A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as the one who serves.'" Verse 24 tells us that the disciples were seeking to find out which of them was the greatest, and they were putting self first. In verse 26, it tells us that Christ's followers should conduct ourselves by becoming less in our hearts and minds, putting others first. Verse 25 tells us that the ones put in authority are seen as the greater ones. In a book called Following Christ, Dr. Joseph Stowell wrote this book, and he says this: "The cause of Christ is empowered by fully devoted followers who get close to Him by seeing themselves as servants to others for the cause of eternity. We must never take for granted the reality that when the God of the universe became a man, He chose to come in the form of a servant." And you'll find that in Philippians 2:5-11. Then he goes on to say, "It is a staggering thought that out of all the attributes we could have chosen, or He could have chosen, He chose humility so as to empower us toward growth and glory." So as we go about our lives this week, let's follow the example of Jesus. Let's humble our hearts. Let's serve others. Let's never forget that God, the God of the universe, became a man, and He chose to come in the form of a servant, and He did it all for us. I hope you have a great week. May God bless you always and in always.